ketchup.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. A good Monday, one and all. Taz and the Moose back together again here on this Monday morning. Hopefully
fired
everyone
up, bro.
Out there had themselves a wonderful weekend. I'm sorry. I was just talking. I apologize. I was just speaking.
Fired up today,
I understand.
I apologize.
Yes. Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus with your updates. I'm sorry. I was just doing my job. I apologize.
It's my fault. No. I apologize.
As we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm sorry. We come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios.
That's my fault.
From the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Sorry, a little bit of a slip up there.
Yeah, well, again, that's...
We love everyone at Rocket Mortgage. They
do
a fantastic job. Yes, the studio we come from each and every day, each and every hour. Not exactly a Hall of Fame start, but good morning, Taz. How you doing, buddy?
Well, yes, I'm okay. I'm a little fired up today. I'm just riled up.
Yeah.
You know, right here, Seg 1, 6 a.m. Eastern, ready to roll. I'm a little... So that whole thing in the open was my fault. I mean, we've done we've done a lot of shows together. And, you know, you're the quarterback. That's been established, right? So you're the lead host. We understand. And you do the open. And that's the way it's done. And I've just been quiet all morning here, show prepping.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you and just been like
a long show prep.
You understand? I get like, I'm like a box of dynamite sometimes. You understand that?
Yeah.
So then once we were live, I heard the music and the mic was on. I'm like, you know, so it was a little
good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
How you feeling, better or how you feeling? You look a little messed up still. I got to be honest with you.
Do I really?
Yeah, you don't look too good. Yeah. Happy Monday.
Well, thank you very much.
You look a little under the weather still. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, I'm okay. I could not have come in on Friday.
You shot. I know you texted me. You said
I was shot. Yeah, I was not feeling well at all. I slept for like 13 hours.
Oh, wow. Oh, so that means you really...
Yeah,
so
I did
your
not
body
feel
needed
well.
It.
I did not feel well. There was no way I was going to be able to make it in a Friday. I thought I was going to be make it at one point in time, and then it was just like, I can't.
Wow.
I can't.
So I
took a little NyQuil. I passed out. Slept
That's
for
the
a
best
long
thing
time.
To do, dude.
Yeah, my wife let me rest, which was great, and thank God for her, and took care of the kids and everything like that, and all those responsibilities slept, and... I felt a lot better.
I picture
on Friday
your kids
when
like
I woke
you're
up.
Sleeping and you're NyQuil'd out, and like when you wake up and you're on your back, like, ugh. And you're like, you know, after you take the NyQuil and you're sick, you feel like you got beat up with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
I could picture your kids like just like as you wake up, they're like sitting on your chest, but like.
No, they were on top of me.
There you go. That's what I mean. Like, just
they
looking at you, ready to
me.
Pounce.
Yeah, they were on top of me. My youngest son, Gregory, climbed up on top of the bed, said, how you feeling, daddy? I go, not great. And then he gets off the bed and runs to mommy. Not great.
Update.
Not great.
Yes. Just a little update. That's
He's not
awesome.
Feeling great.
That's great. That's
and
awesome.
Then and then they were like, "What do you need? What do you need?" I'm like,
just a
little peace and
just
quiet.
A little peace.
That's all right. And then they go run to the next room and everything like that. So yes, that's exactly what you envisioned is exactly what transpired on Friday morning.
I know.
So.
I mean, but at least you got some sleep. I mean,
yeah,
that's
got a little bit of rest, so which was good. And I'm sure the show was great on Friday. The picks galore.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
No, it was good. No, we had fun. Yeah, we did the picks. You've been catching up, man. You're doing well.
No, the NFL, I didn't do well this week.
Oh, I didn't look at this week because I kind of just, once it happens. But I'm saying last week, we're reading, you've really, you're starting to close the gap a little bit.
But, I mean, you've got like a secretariat type lead.
Well,
in
I don't,
the NFL
I don't
selection.
Know me. I don't boast.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of guy.
Stop waving your hand.
I don't want to brag.
Yeah, exactly. So,
no, I thought you were closing in on me a little bit, dude, in the NFL, right?
I was a little bit. I did not have a good week this week.
Did I? Do you know?
I don't know what your picks were. I thought
you were locked in.
No, I did not know what your selections were.
You know if they give it now, Mike, but like, do you know off the top of your head if Moose is saying he didn't do well?
I did not. I went 1-2.
Off the top of your head,
I guess there's the hook.
Off the top of your head, NFL, Taz, you did 2-1.
There you go.
Oh, well, I'm back.
Very nice. Very well.
So what? Then people wait to hear on Friday what we did during the week. We just gave it out for free.
Well, it's not going to be Friday this week. We're both off. It's going to be Wednesday.
That's a great point.
We're going to have a football Wednesday this week. We're going to have all the trimmings, a little Thanksgiving day celebration on Wednesday.
I was going to take a personal day Wednesday. Now I'm not.
No,
I'm
Wednesday, right. Wednesday, Mike said he's going to make stuffing, mashed potatoes, and turkey. It's going to be served at about 7:30 a.m. Eastern time.
How about Chef Mike?
Yeah, maybe I was going to say, not this Mike, another
maybe
Mike.
Maybe Chef Mike will bring some drumsticks in?
Oh, I'm sure. If we let Chef Mike know we'd like a little turkey fare, he'd be in.
Look at this. I said Chef Mike, all of a sudden Pete puts on his headphones. What is that, Moose? You see that?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little, maybe a little, you know, yeah, maybe we should do a little breakfast. A Thanksgiving breakfast on Wednesday.
Yeah, we should. Let's order a little Thanksgiving breakfast.
Well, out of everybody, order. I can't swing that. Out of everybody here.
What do you mean
order?
Chef Mike? You want Chef Mike to bring him in?
No, I wanted you. You're the best cook on the staff here. You're
I'm making breakfast for everybody? Where am I going to do that?
Get up a little early, make a little something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Donna can wake up early, both you guys.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
Use some corned beef hash, or turkey hash for breakfast.
If I mention that to Donna, you know what? She'll give me a finger. You know what finger that'll
it's
give
you.
It's
not number one.
Right.
It's the other one.
Not, yeah, exactly right.
Not a thumbs up?
No thumbs up. No.
I got it.
But we should do a little breakfast celebration, a little Taz and the Moose Thanksgiving breakfast.
Maybe a little mimosa or some cognac or something.
I don't know if we can drink, but how about some bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches?
No, we can drink.
And a couple coffees.
Nothing screams Thanksgiving like a Beck.
Yes, or a little sausage, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, but who's paying for this? I pay for breakfast all the time. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm like a sucker here.
No, not a sucker.
Like a mark.
You're not a sucker. Well, we don't have to do it then. We don't have to do it.
I love how you don't tag in and say, no, I'll get it. You go, well, we don't have to do it.
No. What do you mean? We go Splitsville.
All right. How about Bogus? Is he here today?
Yeah. Bogus is here.
Maybe he should pay for it.
No, he's not going to do that.
Oh.
Brad Heller.
Heller, that'd be good. Who's got the most money? Well, probably Boomer. Maybe get Boomer to do it. Have Boomer size and do it first.
We should do a little bench cut start on Wednesday, too. Holiday edition.
Mike,
write that down.
We haven't done that. He just did. We haven't done that segment in so long. I forgot what it was when you said it. I had to think for a second.
BCS.
I remember that. We used to do that years ago.
Yes. It is a Thanksgiving week, and we got a lot to obviously get into today, Taz. Because last night, I really, the statement game of the weekend was the Sunday night affair and the dominant performance by the San Francisco 49ers as they knock around and beat up on the Green Bay Packers and win that game by almost 30 points. I mean, just an utter destruction of the Green Bay Packers. Lean that game 20-0, 10-0, 20-0, go on to the 37-8 route. Just destroy Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers went in as a slight underdog, about a field goal underdog when that game got kicked off last night out there at Levi Stadium in the San Francisco area. And the 49ers continue, other than that Seattle game, which was the game of the year and an unbelievable comeback, and you know, a game that the 49ers easily could have remained undefeated with if their field goal kicker could make a kick, especially in the extra session, which would have ended the game. He missed it. The Seahawks ended up winning it. Really, what's there not to like about the way the 49ers are playing right now? I know Jimmy Garoppolo. There are people that question certainly, you know, what he's like without Kittle on the field. And Kittle returned, you know, from that ankle injury, was playing with a broken bone, and you know, he had over 100 yards receiving, I believe, and a touchdown.
He
was absolutely fantastic,
really
and
good.
I think he's the best tight end in the National Football League right now. So there's nothing not to like about what the 49ers showed you last night.
Man, it was. I mean, you hit it all right there. I mean, yeah, they really were on point. I did not expect this at all. I got to tell you, we had some people over my house yesterday, my wife's side of the family. So I was watching the game, and my wife was hanging out with her sisters and my nieces and stuff. And one of my nieces is a huge Packers fan, huge for years since she's a kid, right? And she's like, I got to get home and watch the game. I'm like, no, you can put the game on the other TV. You know, you guys know I have a ton of TVs here in the house. I mean, whatever you want, pick one. And she's like, no, I got to be home. I got to watch Rodgers. She goes, how do you think they're going to do? I go, I think it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be good. Okay, 37-8, San Fran. So, yeah. I didn't expect that, man. I didn't expect that.
No, I did. I would have taken the 49ers in the game, but I did not think they would blow the doors off the Green Bay Packers the way that they did. And the Packers have had some really kind of, you know, dogged efforts, you know, in a couple of their losses in which they've got it really handed to them. And last night being another perfect case in point. The West Coast has not been kind to the Green Bay Packers here in the regular season. And for San Francisco, I think each and every win, Taz, they start to quiet more and more the naysayers of just what they are as a football team and where they are in the landscape of the NFC, right? I mean, there was a lot of love for the Dallas Cowboys, and we'll get to their game against the Patriots before the season. And not just you, but a lot of people looking at the Dallas Cowboys being the best team in the NFC East, right? I was on the Philadelphia Eagles. I was dead wrong about that. You look at the Minnesota Vikings. There's some love for Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. The Packers, the New Orleans Saints at one point in time, the Atlanta Falcons before the start of the year.
Yes.
At the beginning of the year, the Carolina Panthers when Christian McCaffrey was an MVP candidate, and you know, and they were playing really well. So you go through this year, everyone's kind of had a lot of run. And people have forgotten about, really, and the Seattle Seahawks, who continued to, you know, impress
sure,
and won yeah. yesterday in Philadelphia, and were the only team to hand the 49ers their loss. And everyone keeps on looking at what the 49ers aren't instead of appreciate what they are. And what they are is a really good defensive team that can run it with a really good offensive line, and they've got a quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo, as long as he takes care of the football, can make every throw, and as long as he stays upright, can make every throw that every other quarterback in the National Football League. He's a really talented thrower of the football, and he's got enough weapons there to really be scary. The 49ers might be the most well-rounded team and probably the most, I would say, disrespected team in the National Football League.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, at what point, what are they, 10-1, I think, right? At what point are you going to stop believing? You got to stop believing in Jimmy G as a quarterback. You could see why, hey, the scuttlebutt that came out of New England back in the day. Like, well, Brady wasn't exactly miserable when he heard Jimmy G was leaving. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so this guy behind the scenes probably was giving Brady, I don't want to say a scare, but, like, he definitely had his eye on him, you know, because he's legitimate. And then once given the opportunity, you know, when he got hurt last year, Jimmy G, but before he got injured last year, we were like, whoa, look at Jimmy G here. Look at Garoppolo. And now he's playing great. And then you got to tip your cap to the kid Bosa on that edge rushing defensively for them, and that defense in general. That defense, that Niners defense, they play a aggressive, high speed, high throttled, violent style of defense, man.
No
they
doubt.
They don't play games, man. They bring it. And I gotta say, Coach Chalet there, right? I think it's Robert Chalet, the defensive coordinator, he does a great job. He really has done a great job. I don't know if, I think it was Friday. You weren't here Friday, but I think it was Friday. I was taking shots at him only because of not his fault. The way they, the TV production, they shoot him all the time. It's like they're making this guy a star every time.
He's a good looking guy. He's energetic. He's on the sideline.
Yes,
right.
Yes, he is. But I'm just saying, it's like a little too much. You know, it's like, you know, it's about the defense. I get it. It's like on like in college football. They different type of guy, but they do it all the time with Michigan with Don Brown. Don Brown's defense. It's like the Wolverines are like, you know, whatever, 13 to 0. Stop already, you know. So, but anyway, I digress. The Niners defense is phenomenal, and which makes next week, I mean, December 1st, Sunday, such an awesome matchup when the Niners go to Baltimore.
To take out the Ravens.
Dude, that's like...
It's going to be a great game.
It could feel Super Bowl-esque.
Oh, it can. You're not wrong about that. You're absolutely right. That is going to be a monumental matchup and a great regular season game, and one that I think we're all going to be looking forward to as this week does play out, Taz. And, you know, I don't know why they, you know, that you know the 49ers have a trouble in terms of... And I'm sure in the, you know, the Bay Area, they're loved. I'm sure the fact that, you know, we're on the East Coast, they're out West, but I'm talking about the national landscape. Why do you think the 49ers, it's taken a lot of time for people to kind of warm up to what they've accomplished so far this year? You know, everyone's kind of waiting. You know, even after when they lost to the Seattle Seahawks, right, the concern coming out of that game was, well, you saw what happened. No Kittle, no Emmanuel Sanders. Garoppolo really struggled, and the thought was, well, the Niners can win. Can they win in spite of Jimmy Garoppolo?
Right.
And it almost seems like there's always something if, right? There's always seems to be something else. Why don't you think the 49ers get the necessary... For a team that's 10-1 and has won the games that they have won, if I tell you that that is the, you know, the Green Bay Packers, if I tell you it's the Dallas Cowboys, tell you it's the New Orleans Saints, they're getting a lot more heat than the San Francisco 49ers are getting. Why do you think that is the case?
Yeah, first off, I think it's a really good question. My answer, short answer, would be it's a couple things. I do think it's because they're playing in later games, the West Coast, like we talk a lot about with the NBA, a lot of these games during the week. Well, this Niners obviously playing on the weekend, but still, it's the later games. A lot of people are dialed in on the 1 p.m. Eastern games, I think, a little bit more. At times, even though this was a night game, that could be one thing if you want to make excuses for argument's sake.
Okay.
The other thing is, too, I really think which for you know football fans, a lot of them look at Jimmy G as a backup. Because everybody knew he was Tom Brady's backup for so long. And I think he has that stink on him that he's a backup. But yet, he's a baller. I mean, he's proven that tenfold. But I do think that some people who are more casual football fans that watch their team, just their team. Like I mentioned, my niece, she's a heavy duty football fan. She's not a kid either. And she wasn't too familiar with Lamar Jackson. Like she knew who he was. She knew he was the quarterback. She'd never really seen him play.
But she's locked into her.
She's locked into her Packers. So I'm just saying that's a casual fan.
I got you.
You know, so there are more casual fans out there than the hardcore fans. So I do think but even a hardcore fan, to your point, might look at the Niners as like the if thing, like you just said. You know, and I don't think you're wrong on that. I don't know. I think it's that he's looked at as a backup. What do you think it is?
I'll throw it another way. I think it's style of play.
Mm.
I think it's defense. It's running the football. It's throwing off of the run. I think there are a number of different factors. But if you're one that you did not mention, that I think I would throw in there, Taz, they don't play a wide open, you know, style of offense.
Not stretching the field.
It's not Sean McVay and the Rams. It's not Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints.
My man Josh Allen, come on, bro.
But
stretching the field.
Yeah, correct. It's not Aaron Rodgers making all these ridiculous throws with the Packers and the legendary careers he's had.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, throwing Josh Allen. It's not that style of play, so therefore, I think maybe people nationally have a hard time connecting to where, you know, it's about defense. It's really old school.
It's really old school about defense.
It's about knock your rear end, knock the opponent's butt on the ground. We're going to run the football. We're going to dominate at the line of scrimmage and win at the point of attack. It's really kind of an old brand of football that the 49ers are playing. And it's kind of maybe a little bit different as compared to what you're getting. And listen, you look at a lot of different ways. It's different than Baltimore, different than Seattle.
Yeah.
It's different than New Orleans, different than the Los Angeles Rams. It's just a little bit of a different brand of football. And maybe people have a trouble maybe kind of gravitating toward their style of football.
You could be right. I think you definitely could be right, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, look, sitting at 10-1 right now, and now that Raven game next week, that's going to be phenomenal.
Oh, it's going to be great.
And even if, let's say, hypothetically, you know, the Niners lose that game, for argument's sake, I'm still, like, you got to be a believer in the 49ers. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I agree with you.
Well, some might say, oh, the other shoe dropped. Yeah, okay, you lose to the Ravens. There's no shame in that in Baltimore.
Taz, but the way they play, I don't think the shoe's going to drop unless they get ravaged by injury.
Right.
Defense and running game, that travels.
That's it. That's football. That's
winning
how
at
you
the
win
point
games.
Of attack, yeah. Winning at the line of scrimmage, that travels.
And play D, yeah.
You're going to remain in games. If you can win at the offensive and defensive line, you're going to, 9 times out of 10, you're going to stay in games.
No doubt. And if you got a guy who can hunt down your quarterback like Bosa.
Oh, my God.
And that kid, I wasn't so much locked in when he came out of college at Ohio State off that injury. I was wrong. He is as advertised.
He is a machine. Yeah, want to hear from you. Why don't you think the 49ers get the love that they deserve? 855-212-4CBS. You heard what Taz had to say. You heard what I had to say. We want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. Their dominant 37-8 victory over the Packers in the Sunday night game. We're on around the rest of the National Football League. Touch upon the Monday night game as well. A lot to get to on this action-packed Monday morning. Taz Moose, you know where you're at. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Are we back?
Yes, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line of 855-212-4227 brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. We'll get to the 6-5 Cowboys and their performance last night or yesterday afternoon up in New England in the rain and the wind against the Patriots as they are, once again, a 10-win team. As they're now 10-1 for Tom Brady and the Pats.
Why do we got to talk about this game, though?
It's an important game.
Yeah. We'll talk about it a little bit. I was really upset.
We'll get into it. We'll get into
it. Locked into the Cowboys.
It was a lot to get into, a lot to unpack.
Just took a picture of myself.
Very nice.
Yeah,
there you go.
I did. Because I need to do that more. Just memories of myself. Yeah, see? Smile.
Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Thanks, Moose.
Oh, hey, Moose. How are you?
How's everything?
I'm Andrew Bogish.
Right?
Yeah.
I said smile, and Moose wasn't even in the photo. How about that?
Yeah. I was not, no.
I took a picture by myself.
Yes, you did. Nice
you
selfie.
You look a little rough right now, Moose. I want to just.
I thought he looks great today.
He's coming back from
the sickness.
Yeah,
he's a new man.
His hair's messy. He's a mess.
I'm not a mess.
He has pants on today. He can't be
about?
A mess.
I'm not a,
it's like, I'm not a mess.
How do I walk around
you
my
must
underwear?
Have a meeting on. You must have a meeting today.
No,
you have pants
I don't
on.
Have a meeting.
What, why do you always make those comments about people's pants, Andrew?
You said he looked terrible no, 30 not, seconds before.
He knows I'm joking around.
So
why
am
do you,
I.
You're, nah,
no,
because
it's the second segment you've said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not. Nah,
first
I'm
segment
teasing.
Was a joke. Second segment, what are you going to go for three
I'm wearing out the welcome on the line. I am wearing out the. Right.
9 for 9? No, are we going to go for today?
Here's the thing, though. This guy Bogish is
the
always.
The Joe DiMaggio streak?
He's always taking shots at people when they wear maybe non-khaki or jeans or slacks or trousers.
He was just taking
AKA
notes.
AKA sweatpants. Like, why do you always got to make like little shots
I liked
people?
It better when you didn't know I was here today. I heard that in segment one,
what do you mean,
too.
What?
Is Bogish here today?
I didn't know you were here. Cause
I didn't even hear that. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I did say that. I was prepping in a different area of the station.
Yeah, I know.
And I didn't know that you were here. That's
off on Taz Island.
Because I came right in to, you know, I come right into, like I'm going right to the, you know, right onto the field.
Yeah, but
right
your on. Ferry yeah. passes me. And
my
you...
ferry. I did not know you were here.
Thank
man, you
well,
people
he is
here. You people.
You people.
For 2 years. You're so sensitive, all of you, to everything. If you don't know what someone said on the radio, if you didn't, say, if you joke too much about them on the radio,
what?
Or if you, or when someone's wearing as far as clothing,
let's
sensitivity
let's
is
you're
ridiculous.
Right. You're
not
right.
sensitive
Goon
at
Jones.
All.
I mean, really,
Taz, you're
I'm
absolutely
really not.
Right.
I mean, I'm a very self-deprecating person, and we know this.
You're absolutely right.
I'm really not. I mean, you people, though, I got to tell you, and you're all the same, all of you. Mike, you two, Pete, you two, Bogish,
yeah.
You two, Melusis, big
yes,
time.
Yes, Taz, you're the
everybody.
Most. You're the most insensitive man I've ever met.
Thank you. Oh, but really, by the way, we have an update. I think Chef Mike, what happened now? He's looking to cook a little
Oh,
breakfast.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, he'd be honored to come in Wednesday for the group.
Doesn't he have there anything else to do?
There you go. Why
he's
not?
Cooking. I don't know. He's,
wow. Chef Mike will come in?
He'll come in. He'll be honored to do it.
All right.
Honored.
Well, I mean, so.
And again, only
Taz loves Chef Mike's sandwiches.
Oh, they're the best. It's food, yeah. I'm just worried because I'm trying to watch my diet. So, you know, Chef Mike.
I know, you've really trimmed down.
Yeah, thank you. He doesn't play around. When I had a rough weekend, I ate a lot this weekend. A lot of stress in my life right now.
Yeah.
So the thing is, but Chef Mike, he'll bring in, it's really not a low-caloric sandwich.
No, I know.
But it's delicious.
It's a tremendous sandwich.
It's delicious, yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm in.
There it is. Well, the quarterback has spoken.
Oh, what
the rest
mean?
Of us in the huddle just line up. Just
what
get
are you
in the
ready,
huddle.
Break.
Ready, break. Exactly. Yeah,
what are
it.
You talking about? You're not
spoke.
In?
QB1.
No, man, of course I'm in. QB1.
So
that's
then
even
there
better.
We are. QB1. We're all in agreement.
QB1, no. Set it down. Chef Mike, you're in, kid.
Pete cannot eat. Pete can't have it.
No. Why not Pete?
Because Pete's complaining about a delicious free breakfast brought in by Chef Mike. He can't have any. I'm putting my foot down.
PB is the mic.
I have nothing
no, I'm
to
the
say,
mic.
No, but hold on a minute. The mic. Here's the thing, Pete. You probably should not eat anything Chef Mike cooks because you've been ripping. He's a proud member of the Wheel of a Nation, and you never know. He might put Visine
like
in the food
I like how
or
I'm
something.
The guy that's getting the short
poisoned.
No, well,
yeah,
well, no,
hate,
Taz is
you
right.
Hate we over.
You hate Weover. I'm not Weover Nation. Yeah, and then just now, does he have anything better to do?
Fine. Yeah. You know what? I'm making my own breakfast on
good.
On Wednesday.
Good.
Don't
you
really
don't deserve
care.
Chef Mike's
you
know
what? Eat back. Whatever you want. Eat steaks. Eat whatever he
wants. Why did you say that earlier? Me and Moose were looking for somebody to cook breakfast for Thanksgiving for the show. You should have volunteered fine. Then.
No, I'm not cooking for anyone. You guys don't want me to eat. Why am I cooking?
You don't want to eat.
You don't want to eat.
You don't want
no, me. You can eat. You can
I just don't want you to eat because I don't want this.
He's not going to get sick.
Dude, you never know.
Chef Mike would never do that.
I don't know.
He should apologize to Chef Mike.
Maybe
first.
I shouldn't eat it then.
What? No, Moose, you should eat it. It'll
no,
be fine.
I
you'll be fine.
Yes. Have to,
yeah,
Moose.
You should eat. Yeah, have a couple.
Yeah.
What if he brings in a bunch of Beck's and stuff, Chef Mike, and one is just everything's in aluminum foil, but then there's one that's like wrapped in like Christmas paper. He's like, no, that's for Bilotti. Just leave that one for Pete. No one touch that one.
Right.
What does that mean?
I'll you know pay it forward and give it to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. No more. Someone here will eat it. Bogish. This guy eats everything.
Oh, you'll leave it out there. Someone will eat it.
Dude, no one will eat it.
Bogish, yeah. When Chef Mike brings food, you are a buzzsaw. That's true. No,
that
that's
lobster
true.
Roll was delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's still talking
lobster.
About it. Still talking about it. Like Chef Mike's from Maine. All of a sudden, you're still
well,
talking about
well, he'd go to Maine and get the lobster.
You don't have to be from Maine to make a lobster roll.
I think Pete wants him to go to Maine. So, and stay there.
I mean, it's too close.
See, again, don't eat the guy's food then.
It's too close.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
There you go. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, Mark.
Go ahead.
Hey, Taz.
The guy who does play-by-play on the internet?
Not now. Here's your report. It's sponsored by the NFL, who invites fans to participate in Huddle for 100. Fans are encouraged to volunteer by getting out, getting active, and improving their local environment. Visit NFL.com/Huddle for 100 to learn how you can get involved. If Sunday Night Football was a playoff preview, the Green Bay Packers might want to miss the playoffs.
Here's Garoppolo, going to fake and boot left. He has Richie James Jr. there. Going to throw a deep
Got
shot.
It.
Wide open, George Kittle. 20, 10, 5. He is back. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Greg Papa, Tim Ryan, Niners Radio, 61 yards there to George Kittle, 42 to Deebo Samuel for Jimmy Garoppolo, while Aaron Rodgers did next to nothing for the Packers in Santa Clara. Rodgers just 104 yards passing. He lost a fumble. His offense went 0 for 13 on third down while losing 37-8. Jimmy G and friends are 10-1.
Our team's been doing a great job playing complimentary football. I think all three phases playing together and just complimenting one another, it's done good for us.
They lead the Saints by a game for home field in the NFC bracket. They play in New Orleans in 2 weekends with that trip to Baltimore in between. Those Ravens in L.A. tonight.
This aggravates me. Look at this, Moose. I can't tweet this picture out. You know what's wrong with that picture? Can you see it, Andrew?
Of only myself, a little
Selfie
bit.
Jones, don't know what the problem is?
The microphone in your face?
No, the Yankee hat behind me. The Yankee hat that's on the set here.
Yeah,
that annoys me. So that, now I got to do another picture.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys know.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, I'll let you, can you do your update. I'm just wanting to let Moose know about
that. Good luck with
your
next selfie.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks very much.
The Patriots survived rain, wind, and the Cowboys.
Why are we taking selfies this morning?
I just want to, wait, hold on. Because I just, like, you know, you never know.
You look good
just
today.
Memories. No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah, what is this, today your last day?
Oh, no, I'll let you know when. But no, it's not necessarily. But you never know. It could be my last day if you never know what happens on email. That's my good side right there. 1, 2, 3. There's Moose. Moose in the back. He's just photobomb Jones.
The Patriots beat the Cowboys in Foxborough 13-9. The Bills are 8-3 for the first time since 96.
Just tweet that one out. Let me see that one.
With a 23 decision over the Broncos. The Browns beat up the Dolphins 41-24. And the Seahawks won in Philly 17-9. Seattle now 6-0 on the road.
Moose is like, wants me to send it out because he's in it.
Rutgers.
You got to be a big fan of you.
Rutgers football losing on Sundays as well. Their reunion with football coach Greg Schiano is reportedly falling apart, with the two sides unable to reach an agreement. For the latest, we go to CBS Sports Radio Rutgers insider Mark Malasis. Mark, what's the latest on Coach Schiano?
What's the latest on Schiano? He's not
what
taking
do you mean,
the
Mark
job.
Malasis? What happened? He said Moose's name wrong?
I'm missing
a whole jobs. Bit.
No, you are. It's okay. Take more pictures.
I was sending my photo. 8 years, $32 million. He said no.
And he said no?
Schiano said no to 8 years, $32
million? Yeah, he wanted more than that.
Where's he coaching right now? He's not
nowhere.
With the Patriots anymore.
He's in him and his wife and kids they're all in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, I saw his one son this weekend. His one son plays for Bucknell. Yes.
I did know that, actually. I did know that. He's probably a senior there.
He wanted more.
Oh, I got to tell you.
He wanted something like,
well, just to
if
pay
he
that.
Got fired, I think he said there was some kind of parameter in the deal that if he got fired before 2022, $25 million guaranteed would come his way, I guess, in addition to what he was making.
Jeez.
He wanted, I mean.
So he doesn't want to coach Rutgers, it sounds like.
Well,
he's putting all these things in that they're not going to agree to?
I don't know.
You
know,
a lot of money
they agreed to the new indoor practice facility. They agreed to a new football facility to rework that, similar to what they had down at LSU. They agreed to all these different things that he had asked for, pay the assistant coaches more money. But I guess they could not come to an agreement. And what happened was that they had it has to be approved by a 14-board board of governors, right? State school.
Yeah.
The initial contract was 8 for 32.
State school.
Correct. Yeah, Rutgers. State school.
Rutgers, you should show it.
100%, yes, yeah.
Rutgers, I didn't know it was a state school.
Yeah, Rutgers
I thought it was private school.
No, no.
Okay. No.
State school.
That's
no,
what it's like, Rutgers, it. Camden. Like, it's instead of saying SUNY okay, here okay. in New York.
Right, right.
Which is
right,
all right, right,
so,
Rutgers.
Right, right. So it had to be approved by a board of governors, and I guess the initial offer, they counter-offered, Shiano did, and they did not bring it to the board of governors. They basically wow. ended negotiations.
Wow, just to, I mean, turn down a job when you're making million, when you get offered millions like that, and you're not working. He should have took it just to pay that Bucknell salary, that Bucknell tuition. that's a fact. So,
well, that's coming off the books now too. So
I guess my,
they don't do a lot of full scholarships there. So
my thing would be this: is that either A, he didn't want the job, or he didn't really want the job. He would take it if he was overwhelmed by money, or B, is that he believes that there's going to be a better another job or a better offer that's going to come around the corner.
He must right. He must know it's there.
Maybe. I mean, I'm just saying.
Dude,
I know there was mutual interest. I mean, $4 million a year is $4 million a year. I mean, right. I don't know what you're expected to make. $5, $6 million a year?
I guess, dude. That's a lot of money, yeah, for someone not working.
Yeah. I was surprised. I thought it was almost kind of everyone I talked to was like, oh, it's just a foregone conclusion. He's going to be the coach of Rutgers.
Do you know where $4 million a year would have put him in Big Ten salaries?
I think it's probably the lower quarter.
Okay.
Oh. Harbaugh's up there. Right? Who's the highest paid? Is it Harbaugh in the Big Ten?
It'd have to be him,
have
right?
To be
probably, right?
Yeah, but you're looking at Kirk Ferentz. You're looking at guys that have been there, you know, a long time. Now, right. I know he's coming back. He was there for a long time, had success. But are you going to pay Greg Schiano $5, $6 million a year?
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know either. It could be. I mean, you know, he's not just as a really good coach and his success that he had at Rutgers and all that jazz and a Northeast guy and all that stuff. But recruiting-wise, with all his NFL experience as a coach and his contacts NFL-wise...
Oh, it would have been a home run.
I just think that's probably why you would pay him that.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not denying that.
No, I know.
I'm not saying that it wouldn't have been a good hire. I agree with you. It would have been a good hire. I thought he would have taken the job. Who else is offering him $4 million a year?
I don't know.
What other team now is going to give him that kind of money?
Maybe he's looking to get into sports radio.
Maybe. Andrew, what's going on, brother?
NBA last night, the Clippers outscored the Pelicans 134-109, and the Nuggets down the Suns 116-104. L.A. and Denver on 5-game winning streaks, and the Atlanta Braves have signed veteran catcher Travis d'Arnaud 2 years and $16 million. Guys?
Look at that for d'Arnaud. $8 million a year for 2 years with the Atlanta Braves.
I was
talking about revitalizing your career. Left dead to rights. You know, ends up, and playing well for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, and they paid Tyler Flowers, too. They've got a lot of money invested in catching.
They do. You're right about that. But they're going to have the Flowers-D'Arnaud combination behind the plate.
Yeah, look out.
Yes.
Hey, if I edit this picture of that you photobombed, like, you don't mind, right? A little bit.
Edit me out. That's
no, no, I wouldn't. You know, I mean, that's not. I mean, Andrew, I don't want to edit them out. I only because it makes the picture a little too big.
Just send me the photo.
No, like where you jumped in. Like, you're in it partially. Like, if I did it like that, let's say I edited it like that,
yeah,
is that all right?
Write my head out.
What do you think, Andrew? What do you think?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
No, I'm joking.
How insulting.
No, I know.
It's a tough room,
play nice, yes.
Yeah, it's
Andrew,
tough.
That was a great update.
I appreciate that.
Quick,
thank you so much.
It was a quick update, though. I don't know what happened. It felt quick.
But I'm right up against my arbitrary hard out that Pete's going to yell in my ear about soon. So now I'm just...
Pete,
yeah, there you
can roll it.
There you go.
Go ahead, Pete.
The Cowboys. Tough loss for them up there in Foxborough against the Patriots. We'll get into that next. It's Taz of the Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On a Monday morning, a holiday week, is Thanksgiving only a couple days away. As it's time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Hey, you know, I was thinking, I was in the control room talking to the men during the break.
Yeah.
You know, we got the, so now you invited Chef Mike here. He's going to bring all this food.
Well, he invited himself, and I accepted. You accepted. We all accepted.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. And so that'll happen on Wednesday. So there'll be free food. So then somebody in the control room, I don't want to mention names, Mike, but they were like, well, now everybody, all these guys who work here, all of a sudden they'll have massive interest in the show. The guys who work in the newsroom, you know where I'm going with this.
There's masses amount in the newsroom?
No. Once the food comes, once they know there's free food coming on Wednesday,
then
it'll be like the guys from Boomer and Geo, they'll segue over here. The people from the sales team, they'll all be coming around because of the free food.
Right.
Setting us up on a platter for you, bro. You're just not even seeing it. So they love free food. They're gluttons, they're pigs, they're animals. That's my point. Okay.
So then we have to cut the, that'll be up for Mike to basically cut him off, right?
Why is it Mike's show? Wait, Mike's got to do what? To keep the food in here?
Yeah, we'll just keep it in here.
That is true. We could do that.
Well, I don't mind. I mean, if I don't want to spend, you know, Chef Mike's money. I'm not saying the guy should, you know, he shouldn't
Mike
have
doesn't
to,
have to bring 30 sandwiches.
He shouldn't bring 30 sandwiches.
No, he just has to bring a few. That's all.
Yeah, it's just, that's, yeah, I agree with you. He doesn't.
Yeah,
should we ask Mike? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's going to cook a whole turkey.
No.
You don't think so? Like a 40 or 50,
like
50
hour,
pound?
It takes like 8
It's only
to 10
Monday,
hours,
bro. He's got till Wednesday.
He
no,
will.
Not, I don't want a turkey. No, don't do that. That's too much.
No, I don't either. Maybe a little hen?
No.
How about a Cornish hen?
No, yeah, you could cook a Cornish hen.
They're little, right? Little
yes,
baby ones.
Little ones, yes. Yes. You could do that. You're right. Well, I don't know. He's part of We Over Nation. Ask him whatever you like. I'm sure he'd make for you.
No, I don't do that. I don't take advantage of people.
I'm fine. Sure, whatever you'd like.
Chef Mike knows me. I'm simple. If I'm good with a little back, I mind my business. I stay in the corner.
All right,
have a leg sandwich.
Very nice. We could keep the sandwiches in here, so it negates any kind of issues.
I just don't. It's not that. It's just that now all of a sudden now these people are going to love Taz and the Moose and our staff. You know, because there's free food around.
No doubt.
Otherwise, it's like we're ghosted by everybody. You know. So.
I don't know. I don't feel ghosted. Every day.
I do every day. I feel ghosted.
All right.
No one's friends with me. So you know, they all love the Moose. We've been over this a million times. That's just made me a little sensitive on this topic.
But see now what the Cowboys did yesterday. Right. Up in
nice
New
segue.
England.
Yes, I saw that in rainy weather. Right, Moose?
Yes,
up in rainy. Did you see it was raining?
Yes, I
the
did
whole
see
game
this.
It rained.
It did. A lot of rain. A lot of wind up there in Foxborough last night. I'm sorry, people don't get along with you.
I don't really give a rat's ass if they like
it
or not.
A lot.
No, because you know what? I want people to know that a lot of fans of radio or sports radio think that everybody behind the scenes, it's rainbows and butterflies. Everybody gets along.
Yeah.
And no, that's not the way it is.
Well, no,
okay? And I don't need these people to be my friends.
Well,
you understand
people
me?
People like respect you. People like you. It's just early in the morning. That's all.
No, it's not that. I've been here in the afternoon drive. I've hung around here a little bit, talked to some people, and they called to me then too. I was doing, before this show started, I was doing some demo shows, and I was coming here at like 6 o'clock at night. Mm. And it was like, oh, wrestler. Oh, God. They don't like me.
I'm sorry.
I'm an outsider, bro. I've been an outsider my whole life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's the way it goes, bro.
You
see, right, Winnipeg won the Grey Cup, by the way. We didn't even bring that up.
No, I know. Well, it's only the first hour of the show. Let's get into the Patriots and Cowboys yesterday, Taz. And let's get New England yesterday get themselves to 10-1 on the season. And the Cowboys certainly, you know, criticized the head coach. Gets criticized by Troy Aikman in the booth. Jerry Jones afterward picking up on what Aikman was feeding to the audience on Fox yesterday afternoon as well in terms of the special teams and the coach and guys not being up on a kickoff when they're kicking into the wind. Aikman pointed that out, saying it's bad coaching. Garrett certainly called out afterward, not going for it. Down 13-6, fourth down and... What was it, 4th and 7, about the 10-yard line, the New England Patriots decided to kick the field goal there to make it a 13-9 game. At that stage, instead of not going for the touchdown, feeling like they'll have another possession back, then the mysterious tripping call on the center.
Bad call.
Which was a terrible call.
Bad call.
Right. which was an awful call at the time on the a really good center for the Dallas Cowboys. The Patriots with smoke and mirrors, and yes, with the help of that defense, get themselves to 10-1 on the year. Amazingly enough, the offense though is still non-existent.
Yeah, no, I know. It's tough. It's tough. It's a tough one for the Cowboys. But that tripping penalty was ridiculous. It was a double team, I don't know how that happens. That was a bad impact. That was big right there. That was a big penalty. Horrible. Obviously, I was rooting for the Cowboys, but whatever. Yeah, no, there's a lot. There's issues there. I mean, there's issues there. They shouldn't have never been in a position to have to worry about that. And Garrett's definitely, dude, he's been kind of on the warm seat, not the hot seat. I think now he's definitely on the hot seat.
Well, so, I mean, they're still winning the NFC East.
Yeah,
I mean, they're still 6-5.
It's not winning these bigger games. Yeah, but where are they going to go? I hope they go deep, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, for argument's sake, say if they do.
Well, if they do, different story. But
right, I mean, but he understands that. I mean, but as long as he gets into the dance, right? As long as he has an opportunity, is they make it to the playoffs, Taz. I see. What I think about a hot seat right now, I think of the possibility of him getting fired. I don't think Jason Garrett's getting fired in the regular season. Do you?
No. I agree with you on that. I agree.
So what I think about a guy being on the hot seat right now, I see about a guy that could potentially get fired this week. You know what I mean?
If that's the definition, then no, I'm wrong. I think there's a good chance. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that he's going to I don't think he's going to get fired during the year.
And I know you didn't, but I agree with you. I think the pressure, I would say the pressure's on Garrett to win come playoffs, and they've got to make the playoffs. And here's the issue you have with the Frederick penalty on tripping. To me, tripping's got to be absolutely blatant.
Yep.
A defensive end coming along the edge, the tackle gets blown out, he sticks his foot out, trips the defensive end, that's going to get called. Linebacker, edge rusher, whatever it might be. What they called there, that's looking for a penalty.
Absolutely.
That's not obvious. And there was no penalty to look for, but that is you looking for a penalty when a defensive lineman goes down. And you have to have a healthy respect for what the Dallas Cowboys do as an offensive line as well. So to go from 3rd and 1 at the Dallas 35 to then all of a sudden 3rd and 11 and put them in obvious passing situations and against that defense on 3rd and 11 and 4th and 11 at their own 25-yard line, to try and drive down the field for the game-winning score, Taz, it was an atrocious call. But just as atrocious was the decision by Jason Garrett to kick the field goal down 13-6 instead of going for the game-tying touchdown. See, I agree with Aikman, what he said on the Fox broadcast there. I would have went for the touchdown there. I thought that was being way too conservative if you're Jason Garrett. Yeah. You have an opportunity to tie the game up. You try. I'd roll the dice on a 4th and 7 there at about the Patriots' 10-yard line. Then the odds of me driving the field again to score a game-winning score.
Yeah, no, I agree. You got to go. No, I agree with it for sure. I just real quick, just to circle back the tripping thing. Look, man, it just seems like, and maybe I'm hypersensitive to the Patriots. I mean, help me on this. If you disagree, just be honest. But if you agree, be honest. Does it always seem like there's some sort of a controversial call? Towards the late, not late in the game, like during the game that it kind of helps the Pats edge out a win.
Yeah, they catch a lot of breaks.
They do, man. It's like crazy. I thought it was just me because I don't like them, you know. But God, dog it, man. This was like, are you kidding me? Hightower fell. He fell down.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and you know what happens is these refs, they're looking at the end of what happened in that little play. They see the guy's down and the guy's leg. So they think you're not looking at what happened as he shot the gap on the angle. Okay, he lost his footing and he fell.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
I mean,
unless you see it, Taz, how do you not call it? So there, if go by that, you're looking at the end result and say, well, something must have happened to Hightower. They must have tripped him. Instead, because if you actually watch it, there's no way you'd call tripping.
No.
So they're assuming the trip instead of seeing the trip.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Right, and so that's the problem you have with the call there, and plus you're basically, with that call, ending the game. The Cowboys aren't converting a 3rd and 4th and 11.
No.
At their own 25-yard line against that defense? They're not doing that.
No.
In the rain and the wind?
Ah.
Plus, what happened to Carson Wentz? We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you on a Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.